This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu has said that amidst global instability, India is setting an example to the world by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. The president said this while addressing the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha in the Parliament House today. She expressed confidence that the future generations of the country will definitely witness a developed, strong, capable and prosperous India by 2047. The president said that her government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and to ensure welfare of the people with a vision of reform, perform and transform. President Murmu said that the capital expenditure budget witnessed a record allocation of 11 lakh crore rupees, which was only 2 lakh crore rupees 10 years ago. Highlighting the steps taken for building a robust infrastructure in the country, she said, "The country is moving forward from make in India to make for the world, which is creating employment opportunities." She said the government has sanctioned 70,000 crore rupees to connect 25,000 habitations under the fourth phase of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sarak Yojana. The president said the government has taken historic steps to protect the country's borders and ensure internal security.
प्रधानमंत्री आवास योजना का विस्तार करते हुए 3 करोड़ अतिरिक्त परिवारों को नए घर देने का निर्णय लिया गया है। इसके लिए 5,36,000 करोड़ रुपया खर्च किए जाने की योजना है। जनजातीय समाज के 5 करोड़ लोगों के लिए धरती व जनजातीय ग्राम उत्कर्ष अभियान प्रारंभ हुआ है। इसके लिए 80,000 करोड़ रुपया का प्रावधान किया गया।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the budget session of Parliament will infuse new confidence and energy in attaining the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing media ahead of the start of the budget session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said, "In 2047, when India will complete 100 years of independence, the country will fulfill its resolve of Viksit Bharat." Mr. Modi said the people have given his government the responsibility for the third time to run the country, and this will be the first complete budget of this term. Mr. Modi said it is a matter of great pride that India has completed 75 years as a democratic country and has established itself well on the global pedestal. The Prime Minister said with extensive brainstorming, laws will be made that will work to strengthen the nation. The Prime Minister said to re-establish the pride of Nari Shakti, to ensure that every woman gets a respectable life free from the differences of caste and creed and gets equal rights. Many important decisions will be taken in this session. Speaking on the mantra of reform, perform and transform, Mr. Modi said when the pace of development has to be achieved, the maximum emphasis should be on reform. The state and central government have to perform together and the country can see transformation through public participation.
मैं विश्वास से कह सकता हूं कि 2047 जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे विकसित भारत का जो संकल्प देश ने लिया है ये बजट एक नया विश्वास पैदा करे.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the economic survey in Parliament today. The economic survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. It is prepared by the Economic Division of the Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. The Finance Minister is scheduled to present the Union Budget tomorrow. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks on the President's address on Monday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said the nation cannot prosper without the contribution of half of humanity. Addressing the Foundation Day celebrations of the National Commission for Women in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Dhankar said the country for the first time gave a constitutional prescription for 1/3 reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislatures. He said women are breaking every glass ceiling and they are in combat positions in defense forces. The vice president said now all around there is an ecosystem that is affirmative for them. He said women have tasted development and that the women of the country at the moment are most inspirational. Mr. Dhankar said gender justice in the country is much beyond legal framework or constitutionalism. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Basar 100 watts FM transmitter in Leparada district will restart functioning from February 1, 2025. The radius of coverage is approximately 15 kilometers and will cover the entire Basar township and its nearby areas. Speaking to DD News, N. M. Ramanjanappa, Akashvani cluster head Itanagar, said that the FM transmitter will benefit the people of the area in getting important information in all sectors. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.